Nothing is more exciting to me in the art world than combining artistic disciplines to create something fresh and especially exciting. And here to talk about doing exactly that are Michael Tomore, director of the El Paso Museum of Art, and David Grabarkowitz, artistic director of El Paso Opera, previewing The Birth of Opera in celebration of the Golden Age exhibit. Welcome, gentlemen. It's good to have you here.
Thanks, Monica. Great to be
Thank
here.
Thank you.
Oh, this is a very exciting exhibition. Can you give me the background on when you first spawned the idea?
Sure. About 18 months ago when we learned that we were going to be able to bring the exhibition in is about the time that I started speaking with the opera about...
Oh, so you had this idea. You knew.
Really trying to figure out a way that we could make this a whole community Golden Age experience. So there are certain areas that we're content specialists in at the art museum and certain areas we're not. And we really wanted to reach out to the performing arts groups, in particular the opera, knowing that the opera really was born at the beginning of the Golden Age of the visual arts.
Yes.
And of course, coinciding with the Golden Age of music.
Well, so this is exhibition in itself is an absolute jewel of a collection of works from the Golden Age, and then to extend into the world of music.
Yeah, what a thrill. When Michael contacted me, he asked whether or not the opera might be able to present a response to the Golden Age exhibit. The period, Michael, loosely 1600 to 1800?
Yeah, loosely. Uh-huh.
Right. With it, and it struck me, and then I responded to Michael, that as opposed to the Golden Age of opera, it's the birth of opera.
Mm-hmm.
The first actually recorded work that is considered an opera is a piece called Daphne by Peri. It was written in 1597. It was lost. So the first opera that we have extant happens to be from 1600. Things seem to fall into place.
Yes.
And so that's the route we came in responding to the Golden Age exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Is this something, this program that you're going to present, that existed in any other form, or were you really having to build it from scratch?
The thrill about this is that we have very serious artists responding seriously to the call to create a musical response to the Golden Age exhibit. And this premieres in El Paso on December 1st.
What a tailor-made thrill. And
it's
the
thrilling
artists you are bringing in. Please tell me about your guest.
Absolutely. Well, only a little background on this is that I had originally approached a countertenor that I know, and we included him in our proposals to become a part of this, and he agreed contingent upon his schedule. By the time we had gotten to approval from the NEA to move forward, he was no longer available.
Oh.
So interestingly enough, as backstory, I contacted Jeffrey Lentz, one of America's most celebrated tenors. In fact, one of the quotes about Jeffrey Lentz is that he's carved out one of the most singular careers in opera. And I thought of him for two reasons. One, he's a celebrated tenor. And secondarily, when I was at New York City Opera, on an unbelievable whim, he agreed to participate with me in presenting a week-long workshop for children.
Oh.
Part of what we're doing is not only the performances December 1st and 2nd, but a week of performances for children, musical performance. They also see the exhibit as part of this. So I knew that he was somebody who cared about education.
Oh, what a way to educate, to penetrate the mind from the two different directions, musically and visually, really is going to stick. And this National Endowment for the Arts grant was secured by
the El Paso Museum of Art. You know, we had early on tried to raise many different avenues of funding for this exhibition, and the NEA came right away and said, we think that when you're this project is terrific.
Oh.
And it was really built to educate the public about the birth of opera in relationship to the exhibition. And we love that idea, as well as educating the children about the relationship between the music that's springing out of the same sort of creative energies that are directing the artists at the same time.
Yes.
So, again, this is a wonderful opportunity. The kids will have an opportunity to discuss with the artists, the performing artists, about the opera that's being performed. They'll be doing a couple of arias and small performances.
Oh, priceless.
And then they'll have a tour of the exhibition so they can keep the creative relationship alive. They understand that they're all being created about the same time.
Well, this is a very accessible exhibition and performance in that the prices are very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
$25
right.
for museum members, $40 for non-members, and you have a nice deal, $75 for a non-member couple.
Right. And so we really want to make it a special evening. There'll be a very large reception on Saturday night so that you can meet the artists and have really almost a dinner afterwards. And we really want to celebrate that evening in a big way. And before I forget,
we need to mention that the performance is Saturday, December 1st, a week from today at 8 p.m., and that's with the reception. And then there will be another performance the following day, Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m., but without the reception.
Sure.
So you have your options open.
Right. And if you go to the concerts, you're more than welcome to attend the exhibition as part of your admission fee.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that people get in. So if you go to the opera, by all means, the exhibition is open for you that
Excellent.
Day.
Excellent.
Right, and you know, we're sort of encouraging that because the artists that we've engaged are responding specifically to over a dozen works in the exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the whole idea would be to then start to understand it from the standpoint of Jeffrey Lentz and Coco Bernal.
Mm-hmm. Ah, speaking of which, you mentioned Coco Bernal. Now, she and Jeffrey Lentz have collaborated previously. Tell us about Coco Bernal.
Yes. She's a Mexican-born video and fine artist who's also a playwright. And she and Jeffrey have created several works, the most recent being in Buenos Aires, The Rake's Progress, done with her video, Jeffrey singing and with her video. Coco was brought to my attention by Jeffrey when I mentioned that the purpose of this was to respond to the Golden Age exhibit mm-hmm. with music and opera. He suggested engaging Coco Bernal. She brings with her a wealth of knowledge, information, and interest, and she's a deeply intelligent human being on top of that. So what we're going to witness through her eyes and what she brings to the work as a whole for us in exploring the Golden Age mm-hmm. opera, and even more esoterically without being negative, storytelling and mm-hmm. music and art. She brings the artist's eye. So what you'll find is that she takes a very specific point of view to each of the artworks represented in the concert and that are a part of the Golden Age exhibit
mm-hmm.
and brings her ideal of line and style to them for Jeffrey and I to respond to. It's been quite a collaboration.
The creativity that's just, you're creating something exponentially greater than what is already there, which is hard to imagine because the Golden Age exhibition is incredible. Just it leaves me speechless. Yeah, I don't know even how to begin to express.
It is truly one of the great things that has been brought here.
I think the whole thing is a really exciting opportunity. I mean, so I'm thrilled to work with the opera again, and I'm thrilled that they're going to be able to interpret the artwork in the form of music and song and performance. It's going to be a great program.
I am so happy to have you both here and to encourage our listeners to take advantage of a rare and wonderful performance and presentation.
Yes, so, I just wanted to thank again the National Endowment for the Arts and United Bank of Paso del Norte because both of those groups made this possible for us to bring the opera to El Paso and make it affordable and accessible.
Absolutely. My thanks today to Michael Tomor, Director of the El Paso Museum of Art, and David Grabarkowitz, Artistic Director of the El Paso Opera, previewing the presentation of The Birth of Opera in celebration of the Golden Age exhibition currently at the El Paso Museum of Art. Performances next Saturday, December 1st, 8 p.m. with reception, and Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. For information, you can call 532-1707, or you can visit elpasoartmuseum.org for details. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.